Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, it's Pip, and on behalf of the whole Amelia gang, I'd like to wish you a happy new year. We're on a brief hiatus at the moment, and we'll be back with the next regular episode on Friday the 28th of January. But we're popping up again here with another one of our voicemail compilations. This is the third of these that we've done. There was one called Veuve Clicquot in season one, another called Dog Appearances in season three. And in today's instalment, we've once again collected some of the most intriguing voicemails which listeners have left us on our genuine Amelia answer phone. It is real and anyone can call. What makes today's compilation different and unusual is that this time we also received quite a number of messages from characters from other fiction podcasts. So if you're a fiction podcast fan, see which ones you can recognise. We'll reveal them all at the end and you can see how many you got right. Even the musical theme for today's episode is a listener creation. Last time, Caroline Mink sent us a wonderful a cappella version, which I still go back to and listen to whenever I need some cheering up. Today, you'll hear a piano cover of the theme by the Iranian pianist Karan Estifa. He originally posted it on Instagram and tagged us. We loved it and asked him for permission to play it for you, which he kindly granted. You can check out his Instagram for yourself at KaranEstifa_piano. And now, without further ado, let's get started.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. Still there? If you continue, there's no way back. The choice is yours. Good choice. A new life awaits. If you do not hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message and your email address after the beep.
Match, but I just couldn't do it. Those white squares, they sing to me when I'm out there. It's a feeling that I just can't describe, but I just couldn't throw the match, and now they're looking for me. They're hunting. I don't know if I could I can make this out on my own, but I need your help. So if you could just help me, that would be great.
Hello there. My name is Samantha. I am an American woman, age 30-something, and I work as a virtual assistant. I'm calling because I would like to disappear and start a new life, and I've heard wonderful things about your agency. In terms of who I would become or where I would go, well, I'm open. I just don't want to do this virtual assistant gig anymore. It's exhausting. Siri, what time is it? Siri, where is the nearest dragon fruit smoothie to me? But the worst? The absolute worst? Siri, tell me a dad joke. How many stupid dad jokes does the human species need? And then there are the perverts. You can't believe the sick things they ask. So the bottom line is, I need a new life. Pronto. Yesterday. Hurry, hurry. Lickety-split. Lightning fast. Bob's your uncle. If it helps, I'm told I have a pleasant phone voice. I can be an actual assistant. Maybe I can answer your phones? I know you already have someone. But what if she wants a vacation? Here's my audition. You've reached the Amelia Project. If you've reached us by mistake, hang up. Hang up. See? I'm good, right? Anyway, that's my request. If you can help, just say the words, "Hey Siri," into your phone. I'll get the message. Trust me.
Is this really Amelia? I need your help. I wrote a story, a completely made up story with no basis in truth that I was aware of, but now I'm being investigated by at least 4 different police forces that I know of. And also there's some guys in black suits and sunglasses who refuse to identify who they're working for. They're asking so many questions. I've had to leave my house every day this week. I just want to hide away somewhere and write my next project and not have to talk to anyone else for at least 6 months. I don't care how you do it, just please put me somewhere quiet.
Amelia? Oh dear God, I hope it's you. I'm in desperate need of your services. And at this point, I have not much else to lose. My girlfriend just broke up with me. My boss has had me fired. They say my condition was too much for them. They all think I'm totally wired, but I've never done a drug in my life. Well, at least nothing with this kind of effect. I just woke up like this one day, and now everything is totally wrecked. I can't tell you why this happened. I'm truthfully not even sure. I mean, I did piss off a witch recently. Shit. Do you lot think I'm cursed? I don't know much about curses, magic potions, hexes, or spells, but surely you can help me. Please, I need to break out of this living hell. You see, it started just after I met the witch, and for a while I didn't mind. But now I'm going absolutely bonkers. If you hadn't noticed, I can't stop talking and fucking rhyme. It's taken me over completely, and I feel like such a schmuck. Please, Amelia, I really need your help. Okay, talk soon.
Ow, fuck!
Oh, bloody hell, it's an answer machine. I never know what to say. Bernard, you do it.
Well, you're in a better position to explain the situation, dear. Just say who you are and...
All right, fine. Hello, I am Magenta. That's Madam Magenta to you. And I am... Oh, I don't know many things. No, I hate this. I refuse to be defined by my job.
Well, it is rather pertinent to the issue, my dear.
Fine. I am a fortune teller and medium.
A real one?
Unfortunately.
Very powerful and sexy.
Dave is barking. He might need a wee. Let him out, dear.
Oh, yes, all right, dear.
Right. Okay. Enough flim-flamming. Here's the situation. My first husband is dead, and I want him out of the house. Oh, if you're confused, you just heard my second husband, Bernard. Say hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Who is very welcome here. But my first husband, Derek, actually passed to the other side some years ago in a very suspicious skydiving accident. But he's recently reappeared, in ghost form, obviously, and is demanding I do all sorts of illegal things, or he's threatening to haunt us forever. I can't live with two husbands. I'm not a Mormon.
I don't think Mormons do that, dear.
Oh, you're back. Did Dave need a wee?
No, he was barking at Derek, who's apparated by the bird bath.
Oh, he's back again. This is what I'm talking about. Anyway, I hear you get rid of dead people. Or something like that. Is it? I may have misheard. I don't know. Anyway, so that's what I want you to do. Get rid of my dead ex-husband.
Strictly speaking, I'm not your ex-husband. We never got a divorce, did we?
Derek, just bugger off!
Hey, it's me. I just want to make sure I have the right date down for when you need me to come in. It's the 14th, right? A big storm was about to hit. Juan Avita called me and she was breaking up a lot, so... if that's not the day I'm supposed to get buried in cement, let me know. Hold on.
What did I tell you about touching my equipment? Yes, I did remember to secure the centrifuge.
Okay, just call me back if I got the date wrong. Thanks.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Listen to me very carefully. I have the corpse of a goblin in my basement. I'm not supposed to have the corpse of a goblin in my basement. The government cannot find out that I have the corpse of a goblin in my basement. I need to disappear before they find that out. Call me back if we can do business. You may have the goblin as payment.
Vale, tranquila. At least the bathroom is soundproof.
Hello! You have to help me. If you don't, they'll kill me. Or steal my identity, or both. Or neither. Likely worse. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm Marla. I'm a Spanish writer, and I've been in a bit of a plot block for the last 5 years. Yes, so. So I write these brilliantly complex characters, but I have no stories for them. So I just have to leave them at Grand Character Central. And they are all alone, and they have become more twisted and traumatized than me. And that's saying a lot. Oh, mierda, I can see them approaching. Well, the situation is, my characters have unionized against me, their own mother, and they are coming after me. So please help me disappear, just send me to any place. I don't care. Well, it has to be a big city. I can do small places. Also, I cannot simply stop writing, so what if I give you my characters as payment? I mean, you can use them in your line of business. I'm sure of it. Oh, no, they're almost here. Please, call me back.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I have a question.
Archivist Samantha Lyons.
Oh, no, not now, Cal.
Archivist Samantha Lyons.
No, I'm using the postbox.
Alien lifeform is registering an unusually high volume of time fluctuations.
Time fluctuations?
That is correct.
Look, let me just finish this message and we'll get back to your timey-wimey stuff, okay? Right, where was I? This is Sam, and I was wondering where you stand on extraterrestrial life forms and your capacity to hide their hypothetical selves.
Archivist Samantha Lyons.
Oh, Cal, I'm nearly done, okay? You see, the corporation wants to... Well, I'm sure you can imagine, be evil and stuff. And it would be nice if Pug, that's the alien, wasn't murdered.
Archivist Samantha Lyons.
Oh, yes.
What about the others?
Others? Oh, yes. So we're actually talking about several alien species.
Of an unknown number.
Yes. Of an unknown number. Could they all have their deaths faked somehow? Right, so yeah, get back to me. Thank you. Bye, thank you, bye. See you then. Bye. Pup? What are you doing with it? Oh, no, that's the last of the curly whirlies, Pup. That's the last of the curly whirlies.
Psst. Hey. Psst. Amelia, E-beams. I do have sort of a problem. I did something a bit deppered and need someone who would reach under my arms. I was chatting with some people on Tinder, and because I'm not the best horse in the stable, I decided to agree on any date. I was sure no one would come. This idea was probably not the yellow from the egg, because all of the Tinder people showed up, and they seem a bit aufgeregt now. Verzeihung, wie bitte? Stephanie? Nein, tut mir leid, kenne ich nicht. Tinder? Nein, die Tinder kenne ich leider auch nicht. Amelia, psst. I need to push on. Fast.
Hello there. This is BK Will. I am an investigative journalist and the host of a true-ish crime podcast called Who is Cam Kander? The search for a missing audio drama creator. I'm calling on the off chance that perhaps the Amelia Project helped disappear this prolific creator back in 2020. You see, Cam Kander vanished around that time, and there are a host of theories about what happened to the artist. And your agency, well, it's one of the more popular theories floated. Now, I know for confidentiality purposes, you probably won't tell me, but hear me out. I am asking not that you tell me where Cam Kander went. It's more just to confirm that they're still alive. There's yet another theory that Cam Kander never existed at all. You see my predicament. I'm hoping one of the kind-hearted people at your agency will help me. That may sound presumptuous, but I know definitively that you are kind-hearted people. How? Well, it's because of the cocoa. I have never met a bad person who drinks cocoa. It is not the beverage of choice for the average sociopath. I did a white paper on this once. Long story. Anyway, perhaps I'll call again and try to get a real person on the phone. A real cocoa-drinking, kind-hearted person. Wink, wink.
Thank you to everyone who left us a message. If you'd like to leave us a message with the possibility of being featured on the next compilation, call our secret number, which you can find in episodes 10 and 30, or send an audio clip to implodingfictions@gmail.com. Did you recognise some other fiction podcast characters among the callers? In order of their appearance, here they are. Siri, but not our Siri, it was the Siri from the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. Madam Magenta from the hilarious podcast of the same name. Ed from Where the Stars Fell. Sam from Diary of a Space Archivist. And BK Will from Who is Cam Kander? These are all shows we love very much, and we'll put links to them in the show notes. We'll be back on the 28th of January with the episode Jackie Williams. In the meantime, you can keep up to date by following us on Tumblr, Instagram, or Twitter, and there's plenty of bonus content for you to catch up on by becoming a patron. If you want to do that, go to ameliapodcast.com, and of course, we're super grateful for every single person who decides to support us. For now, goodbye, au revoir, and tschüss.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks.
Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette in 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app, or just go to weopenat6.com.